Podcast, episode 8 here. Gravestone Unscripted. We got our best guest yet. World famous Santa Claus is here with us.
Greetings. Good morning. How are y'all today?
I'm great. Thanks for being with me today.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
We are excited. We are festive here at Gravestone. We have all our decorations up and we're ready for you today when you're going to meet the kids. We're so excited.
Oh, it's so much fun. I enjoy meeting y'all, especially y'all's group of children and folks. It's so, always so nice and it's always so much fun.
Now, being the most famous person in the world, how do you stay so humble?
I've done everything in the world, all around the world, and it's just, I don't know, I guess that's just the way I'm made.
Fantastic. Now, I have a business here. I'm fortunate to have 200 employees.
Wow.
And with that, there's a lot of challenges. I don't always make the right decisions. You're obviously an incredible leader. How do you keep all those L's motivated?
Oh, the L's are interesting. They're extremely motivated themselves. There are occasionally some that need pointing in the right direction because they have so much energy that they just don't slow down long enough to think through their answers. Yeah. But being fair, being compassionate, being the example for them is probably the best way I know to put it.
Right. That sounds good. That's going to help me. Now, with this time of year, there's a lot of imposters out there.
Oh.
And how do you feel? Is that a compliment to you or is that...
There are a number of imposters. I'm not real pleased with some of them, but there are also a number of Santas we call decoys.
Okay.
Those guys work and report back to me, and they do a lot of good because there are a lot of places that I can't get to. I'm only one person, and trying to keep the elves and Mrs. Claus in line, or maybe she's keeping me in line. But it's just that the decoys work out pretty good. Imposters tend to crush Christmas spirit, and I do not like that.
That's how I feel, especially when somebody tries to, you know, imposter me.
Oh, yes.
There's not many out there want to do that. Now, with off-season, is Mrs. Claus and yourself, there's somewhere fun that you like to go?
One of our favorite places, of course, is the beach, to go get some time off and do some things. But we also like to go to Gatlinburg. And one of our other places we stay is the Inn at Christmas Place.
Oh, right.
And it's just like being at home, but they have to do everything instead of me.
That's good. Now, our kids here at Gravestone, they get so excited when you come. How do you compare them to the rest of the kids in the world?
Oh, these kids, Gravestone kids are the best. You know, and the staff is always so helpful. The people, the parents, I have several parents that are looking for me every year. I think they still believe a little bit too. That's a good thing. But I really enjoy coming to Gravestone. I really, really do.
Do you feel like we have any folks on the naughty list or on the edge of the naughty list?
There's always a couple. I know that there's a couple of you board members and maybe one of you managers that are, you know, like Sloan Beatty and Caleb Kennedy and Rob Fuller and Steve Smith. You know, I'm gonna have to check them Christmas Eve to be sure that they get a visit Christmas Eve.
Oh, we better watch out for them.
I'll break out my naughty nice meter and do one more check.
All right. I appreciate that. I'll have to talk to them. Now, as we don't want to keep you because I know you have to get in there with the kids, but do you have a kind of a nice closing message for the members?
Always remember this time of year, remember the reason for the season, and also remember to be nice, be compassionate, and remember, be good.
That's a great advice. Thank you, Santa. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And I know the members are going to be excited to get
there. Okay. I'm enjoying this and excited to see it.
Thank you.